Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But obviously, we're starting talking about the Knicks here. This head coaching search, it continues. There seems to be new reports every day. We're reacting to the comments yesterday from Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. And maybe this is a deeper issue than just, we talk about the crack in the foundation with, okay, the established head coach, and he's out. And what does that mean for Leon Rose if he's not happy with the direction of the organization? If, in fact, this wasn't his full decision. What about the superstar? But what about that locker room and the chemistry that this group had that was part of their charm? And one of the main reasons they had success a couple years ago with guys like DiVincenzo and Hartenstein, you talked about it, Tibbs got them playing as a group really since day one, and then with the different iterations, the different talent that comes and goes, playing together, it does seem like, and Zerbiak hinted to this before the postseason, it does seem like there could be a little bit of a fracture there. Then the reports afterwards, some players upset with Rick Brunson, some players not happy with Tibbs. We know where Brunson stands on Tibbs. We know where Hart stands on Tibbs. I mean, there could be a fracture within that group. I don't know how you overcome that to get to the next level to be a championship team.
Well, I guess you start by identifying the right coach, getting them in, and starting the healing. I always think that there's, maybe not always, but I do believe more times than not, there is definitely a solution. Some are easy, some are not. And I think this might be a little more complicated than I originally thought because, yeah, you've got a couple things that are going on right now. Clearly, some of the players weren't happy with the former head coach, so you had that lingering whatever. All right, they addressed it. The players won. Tibbs gone. Now, if Rick Brunson is brought back, what does that do for the players' morale that are also brought back? And pretty much most of the team will be, unless they make a massive trade. So that's one aspect. If they don't bring back Rick Brunson, what's that do to the star? That's another aspect, who's
right,
his dad.
Right.
And then, you know, their top decision maker, who has as much juice as anybody in basketball, if Dolan really intercepted and took over and Leon Rose was not fully on board with firing Tom Thibodeau, how long is he sticking around for this?
And then when you talk about the potential change in players, you know, there was the dream about Giannis. Doesn't seem like that's going to happen. He's probably not leaving Milwaukee. Now, again, I don't know. We're just going based off of reports. And there are conflicting reports everywhere, but you got to go with people you trust. And then Steph Bondi, the post-shooting down the report that we talked about yesterday from ESPN that said there were five teams for Durant. Bondi saying Durant's not happening to the Knicks. And that is understandable. Like, it never seemed likely.
I thought it was a pretty plausible
possibility.
Yeah, like I think it's a great fit.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say it would be likely, though, over.
But why would it be ruled out now? Tonight, it's one thing to be like number five out of five on a list. That's fine. But at least you're in the conversation. I trust Bondi's reporting. I'm not shooting it down.
Somebody's going to be wrong. ESPN didn't say it was going to happen. They just listed the five teams. So Bondi then took that report further, saying that it's not happening with the Knicks.
Okay, so from ESPN's perspective, again, there's semantics. Were they reporting, or was that, hey, of all the things that could happen this offseason, these are the five destinations that appear to be the best fit for Kevin Durant without reporting? If that's the case, okay. That's one thing, but there's been smoke with Durant because Kleiman, you know, his guy, is a massive Knicks fan. Like, he really wanted, I mean, this has been shot down. Who the hell knows what's true at this point? But Kleiman really wanted KD to go to the Knicks back in the day, and Kyrie Irving is the one who apparently kind of took that over and hijacked it and said, nah, we're going to the Nets, and KD said, all right, I'm going to follow you. Whatever. Who knows what's true at this point? I don't know, except that for a team that was this close to still playing basketball, it seems like they are, you know, coming off a 19-win season where you had anarchy throughout. It doesn't fit the tone of the season.
A league source told Bondi, New York will not be dealing for the future Hall of Famer. So that is as definitive as it gets
that.
Right there.
I don't know why. That's a little disappointing.
Yeah, well, I was trying to look for why, but that was it. Either way, so the point is the mix of the players and the idea of, at this point, I mean, be hard-pressed to find Karl Anthony Towns on another team, no? I would bet that it's going to be Karl Anthony Towns, unless you get a better option than him. As far as the talent goes, we can nitpick and call him soft or a losing player, whatever we want, which we did. But where are the better options that are out there? Which is why I was okay with the trade in the first place. So now they're going to try to maximize what they have, maybe change some ancillary pieces. But, hey, much like the reports about the Knicks trying to swing big for a head coach and being denied, yeah, maybe they were trying to swing a move for a big player like Giannis or Durant. But doesn't seem like that's going to be the case.
Well, listen, to your point about, you know, the different options, what would be a better option than Karl Anthony Towns? Well, specific to Karl's skill set, I don't think there is a better option. I think he's among the most gifted bigs I've ever seen. So, no, if the Knicks were to decide, and I don't know if they're even thinking about this, whatever, but the fact that they fired Tom Thibodeau and, you know, Kat's not happy tells me that they're not looking to trade Kat. That's just, you know, deducing whatever we know, right? Putting it together. You could stylistically change how you play. Like, you're not going to get a better big shooter who's also 7'1 and as big as Cat, but you could get a totally different type of player and try to win differently.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Phillip is calling from Jamaica, Queens. What's up, Phillip?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I have a Nick question. I just want to make a point about a baseball with the Central. There is a team that took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees in the series, and I'm impressed with them. Are you worried about the Tigers, the Detroit Tigers?
Well, I mentioned the Tigers. Is it move the Tigers back to the East and then disband the AL Central? But we don't need to make it a conversation about the AL Central necessarily, and obviously they're not going to contract the whole league. It's just worthless to me, especially when it comes to beating the Yankees. The Yankees own the AL Central. We'll see what happens.
Always have. Going back to the Twins back in the day. Yeah, sure.
But I have a next question. Do you think the fact that they fired Tibbs, who made the conference finals, do you think it affects the coach search? Like coaches like Jason Kidd and Malone would say, I want job security. And Tibbs, who was a really good coach, made it to the conference final. The star player liked him, and they fired him. So why should I go to a place, especially Kidd, who's secure with Dallas, would say, well, why should I take a chance of going to the Knicks?
Money.
I might
need to. Opportunity. I don't think that's the case. Well, put yourself in whatever available head coach. Jason Kidd is not in this conversation because he has job security with another team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Mike Brown. Let's use him as an example. Right?
Yep.
He's gotten fired before plenty of times, whatever, been around the block, been an assistant. If the New York Knicks come knocking at Mike Brown's door, you think he's going to say, yeah, I'm good because you guys, the way you treated Tibbs.
He's going to run to the job.
Yeah, or is he going to say, well, this is an opportunity. It's New York. I'm going to be getting paid a boatload. They've got star players there. And I believe, any coach worth a salt would say this, I believe I'm going to be the guy that could get them over the hump, and then I'll be a legend. Like, that's how you have to think. You can't be going in thinking, oh, no, Dolan's going to fire me. No, you got to be going in thinking, I'm going to be the guy that's going to turn this around.
Yeah, I agree with that mindset, but I don't think you necessarily go and saying, all right, this guy's going to fire me. It's more, are we compatible? Do I want to work with this guy? That is a real thing that is going to be an inner evaluation that all these guys are going to have to process and sort through. I actually think Mike Brown is good. I like Mike. But the other thing you've got to factor, too, like if you're a Mike Brown or a Malone, somebody who's on the side, somebody who's not currently employed, there's one job open right now. It's this job. So whomever gets it, all the other guys are on the beach waiting. Now, they could do TV, and there's ways to obviously, you know, consult, and then when another opening comes up next year, you're back in the coaching cycle. But what happens year to year, hot assistants begin to elevate, which they could jump over you if they're younger, if they're viewed as more innovative. So somebody like a Mike Brown or a Malone, if they were to turn down an offer, it's a dangerous game because you assume, oh, I'll get another chance, but you don't always get that chance in a good situation that's ready to win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get some of these guys who have just made endless millions of dollars that are dying to get back in.
They missed a game. They miss it.
Go do something else. You made your millions of dollars. You had some success. Like Mike Malone, you won an NBA title. I don't know how much he made.
He's young. Mike's in his late 40s, and dude. He's not 60-something.
How much do you think is enough? Because let's say Tibbs, like how much you, Tibbs is probably good at this point in his career.
Yeah, right? If he's not, he's got the worst you know, financial advisors. He's got $30 million coming aside from everything else he's made.
I know, $30 million. Now, he's old enough. If he were 40.
He's like, not even married. Has no kids.
I know, so that's a different. He's a different story, but $30 million. Sounds like a lot, but over the course of the rest of your life, if you're 40 or 50 years old,
yeah,
after taxes, like the 30 is what? 15?
Yeah, basically 15, depending upon what state you're in. All now, right. He's here, so it's not going to be good.
All right, but I'm saying, so now let's say you're 50 years old and you've got $15 million coming to you. Is that enough to retire at the age of 50?
It depends on your lifestyle.
Okay, well, right, so you got to live a normal lifestyle. You can't live a lavish lifestyle.
Well, I think lavish is subjective. I mean, I don't know that you're on your own private jet every weekend.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And jumping across the globe here, but I do think even with a minimal return, you know, you get 6, 7, 8%. You're set, man. I mean, again, it's not so much what you have, right, which is also a big part of it. It's the return that you get for, obviously I don't do that for a living, you know, you get, absolutely
your money makes money. I get
avenues
it,
that you know you're going to get like 6, 7, 8% and you live off that.
Right, but so even so, like that's what I'm saying. I'm good. I'd be good. Let me live off that. I don't need the stress. I don't need the, like, it's like these guys are, there's only one coaching job. They're dying to get back in. I can see Johnny Bryan, obviously.
He wants his first crack.
Yeah, that's a different story. You're Mike Malone. You got to deal with the bull crap? Now, again, I don't know his exact situation with the finances or Mike Brown. I'm assuming Mike Brown should be good. He's been an assistant forever. He's been a head coach multiple times over. Like, don't you think he should be good financially?
I see, but what you're omitting is the most important part. It's who they are. They are incomplete without it. And that's why it's funny. I was surprised at your answer. This came up maybe now 3, 4, 5 months ago. Like if we had X and maybe a Powerball, whatever it was. If we had X amount of money, what would we do? I remember you saying, see ya. I still think, now you're not going to want to do two jobs like you're doing now and coming into the city and sitting in traffic and then going to SNY and getting home late.
Maybe work from home.
Well, exactly.
Two or three days a week.
Correct. You and me. You are going to need a microphone of some sort, some time frame to communicate. Because what I see and what I've always known about you is that this is real. This is not about Boomer Deke. Nobody take it that way. I played pro sports for 15 years and somebody wants to give me a gazillion dollars, so I guess I'll talk sports. No, you are incomplete. At least now. And I am too, by the way.
I know, but don't
without sports radio, it's in our blood, dude. But you don't walk away from that.
But don't you feel like you get to a certain point where it's like, all right, like we used to also go to a ton of games. Like I used to love going to games.
Mm-hmm.
50 games a year.
But you weren't in the business.
You get to a certain point where it's like, all right, well, I quenched that thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And mm-hmm. Okay, well, now I'm not saying I'm there yet with this, but if I had $50 million or $30 million, like if I'm Tom Thibodeau, I certainly wouldn't want to get back on the horse. This There's no need for it. I know he loves it, but, like, come on.
I guarantee he's going to try to coach. Okay, what would you do?
Enjoy myself on the beach.
That sounds great.
Now you're right. The grass is always greener. Yeah, spend time with... Well, I was going to say spend time with my wife and kid, but then I'm thinking that through.
Now you go
time.
Coaching the G League to avoid
that.
Forget about coaching the NBA.
On second
thought. Come on, man. Yeah, I'll tell you this. You know, I've said it, and it sucks that it's going to happen, and I think you know where I'm going. But when I can no longer coach my kids, a piece of me is going to die, which is why whenever I'm done with this business, which is also a massive piece of me, and I don't plan on being done with it anytime soon, but whenever that next transition in my life occurs, you will see me. Well, you won't see me, but I will be on a field. I don't care how good they are. I don't care if what they look like or where I am, Florida, here, whatever. I will be coaching little kids just because I need to. And these guys need to coach.
BT and Sal, the fan. Dino's calling from Bayside. What's up, Dino?
Sal, BT, what's up? I'll be quick. Listen, let's be the first New York team to hire the female coach of the Indiana Pacers, the assistant coach. She's a bulldog. Have you seen her on the sideline?
Yeah, yeah, she's good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we've seen her.
Let's be the first female coach, New York City. We can do it.
Hey, I don't care about and having also, the first female. I care about having the best. And if she's a female, if that's a female, then great.
I'm all for it. I don't care who
there
it
you
is.
Go. Sal, one other big thing you guys should be talking about, I don't know who your producer is, the World Cup is here.
The hell
it's
out
the
of here, World
event
Cup.
On the stage.
What do you mean it's
World
here?
Cup
it's
is not, here
the World
Met
Cup
Life
is
stadium.
Here. What? When? When World is that? Cup.
It's in the summer, starting in the summer.
I got to know for traffic reasons. And thanks for the call, Dino. I want to make sure I avoid it. Is the World Cup coming here this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Hoff, are we sure about that?
Year.
That's what I thought. I didn't think it was
next
year. I knew it was coming here, but I did not think it was this year. We would have had a heads up already. The summer is a couple of months away. I think it's next year.
They're doing events, though, from what I understand, like down somewhere in like Jersey City.
Okay.
I think they're starting events for like the next month to promote next year.
Haven't we had a disappointing, like the American men's team?
Doesn't it?
It has historically not been where we would like it to be, but I think it was supposed to make these big strides, and I feel like this year has been a disappointment on the global stage. I'm not a big soccer guy, except when my kids are playing, but yeah, I mean, I'm not getting on the radio talking about the World Cup. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm not a big soccer guy.
Who's their captain?
Outside of the Red Bulls.
Oh, me neither.
I'm actually wearing my Red Bull shirt
today. Oh, I have a Red Bull shirt on, too.
It just so happened.
There you go.
I do like going to the game. It's a great thing at Sports Illustrated Stadium there. It's
a nice venue. Right off 280, you talking about that one?
Yeah.
That's
right
a beautiful venue.
It's great. And I'm not opposed to the World Cup. Like, I'll watch it and get into it. I couldn't talk about it.
No, I couldn't. Like, I've watched it. No, but we put it on, like, whether it's Team Ireland, I'm half Irish, Italy.
Yeah,
I watch them.
Italy.
Of course. I root for America first, but... Like, I'm not here to denigrate. It's not a passion. And more importantly, I don't know anything about it. So I sound like an idiot enough when I'm saying Lindor shouldn't hit lefty anymore. I start talking about something I really don't know about.
Right. We barely know basketball or baseball. All right. Jay is calling from Miller Place. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Hey, listen, just a quick point on Rick Brunson and kind of just going back to the next head coaching search piece. I'm curious on your guys' thoughts on how much power he has. He was giving Tibbs advice throughout this season, right? Playing starters, not to play him, especially at the end of games, depending on the score. I just want to get your guys' view on what do you think about him staying? Because whatever head coach you might get, if he's there, is he still kind of calling the shots behind the scenes?
That's the problem, Jay. That's the problem that I am trying to preemptively avoid. Now, if it is somebody who looks at Rick Brunson truly as an asset and says, I know him, I'm familiar with his work, I know he can do this, I want him... Well, then that's different. I don't say you just kick him out on his behind because you don't do that. You've got to do your homework. But to force Rick Brunson on a head coach is disaster.
You know, see, I disagree with that.
Because
if you went away from Rick Brunson and you forced that on your superstar, that to me would be the disaster.
Only if you don't think Jalen Brunson would
able
to... still be a pro, and I do. And I know that you do, too.
I feel
too.
Like... Yeah,
it's going to hurt his feelings, but was he going to shut down? Going to start averaging 9 points a game? What was he going to do? Was he going to protest?
I would not... It's working here with Brunson and his father. Like, there are two, to me, indispensable figures with the New York Knicks right now. Jalen Brunson and Rick Brunson. Anybody else?
Rick Brunson.
Oh, because of Jalen. Anybody else could go. I don't care about Karl-Anthony Towns.
Me
I don't
either.
Care about Bridges.
Me neither.
I want to build it around Jalen Brunson.
And Rick.
Obviously, you need the other pieces, and I like Ananobi, and I like Towns, too, certain times. And even Bridges, he's got to be better, but I could see the potential of him. But without Brunson, Jalen, nothing else matters to me. And I'm assuming that Rick is a big part of that.
What does Rick do?
He's his dad. He's a coach. He holds him accountable. He rides him. He gets on him. He knows his son better than anybody. I don't think there's anybody walking the face of this earth that knows his son better than he does and is better equipped to coach his son.
To push his buttons during a game. I think there was certainly a point where that's indisputably true. We talk about the video we saw when Jalen was 14. His dad's like, go faster, yeah. Left hand, go quicker, harder, let's go. There is no doubt that Rick Brunson made Jalen Brunson. He created the mold, and then Jalen put the work in to become Jalen Brunson. Without Rick, Jalen Brunson's not in the NBA. I have no problem saying that. But that doesn't mean that Jalen Brunson can't flourish without his dad as a 27-year-old NBA superstar.
I wouldn't want to upset him.
Just don't agree with that. I don't want to upset him either. That part I agree with, but I am willing to upset him if I believe Rick is a detriment to a new coach. That's what I'm saying.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.